You owe it to yourself to see what your life would be like if you gave it 120%. Some of y'all been running on 30, 40, 50% for the past 3-4 years, and you wonder why you still where you at. Me included. I'm sitting here thinking, we often get caught up in this woe is me mindset because life beats on you. And life beats on everybody. I don't care who you are, but it's all about how you respond. And speaking from personal experience, I've always been a self-motivating person. I've never needed anybody to motivate me. Not a nair person. I mean that. But somewhere along the way, I got lost. I really did. I started doubting myself, whether it was in the weight room, on the football field, just in life in general, just making money. And then, you know, you just get into this depressed state and it carry like it's like a disease, because my attitude was it starts weighing down on your family, everybody around you, everybody you come in contact with. And that's not healthy. It's time for us to press the refresh button on our brains this year. 2019 is coming up and within the next 6 hours, people. Are you still going to be hanging on to those same bad habits that you've been doing for the past 3-4 years, knowing that you have the opportunity right now in order to make a change? And all it takes is one mental click, just bloop, just like that. It's time to go. It's go time. Some of y'all out here want to make more money than you've ever made in your entire life this year. Go do it. You're like, oh, well, I only make $7.25 an hour. Go get another job. Go get another job. Work two jobs. You're going to have to do it, man, because I'm sitting here and I'm telling you, it's a must. It's a must. You owe it to yourself to see what your life would be like if you literally gave it your all. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Some of y'all about to go to church, get the word, get motivated, and then go right back to what you did before you heard that sermon. Stop putting on a show. Stop putting on a front. You got to get into the mindset, literally, stop worrying about what everybody else thinks, because these people ain't paying your bills. These people ain't going to help you when you get sick. These people aren't going to care if your car breaks down. These people aren't going to care if you go broke. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Like, these people that you're, these imaginary folks that you're trying to impress on your Facebook that you know back from high school. Look, them people struggling too. All right? But have you ever just looked around you and said, dang, I'm struggling. My mama's struggling. My daddy's struggling. My sister's struggling. My aunt, my grandmother, my brother, my uncle, all the people around you are struggling along with you. Have you ever just stopped to think that, dang, I wonder if I'm the reason? I need you to listen to me close right now. I said, have you ever just thought that the reason why everybody around you is struggling is because that you're struggling? Just think about it, man. You're a boss. You got to make boss moves. We're sitting up here waiting on the next person to magically say, hey, bro, here's $5,000. Go do what you want with it. Forget that. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I know you bought that $1 lottery scratch-off ticket and said, man, if I could just win this $50,000, I'd be all right. Forget that. I'm not playing the lottery anymore. I'm really not. My wife might play. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not wasting my money on these pieces of paper. I'm not doing it. Now, if she plays and we win, oh, Lord. Praise Jesus. But in the meantime, I have to step my game up. I got a beautiful wife. Her name is Kayla Elizabeth Rutledge. I got two kids, two beautiful baby boys. One's 1 year old. He's Jeremiah Jerome Rutledge IV. And we have a 5 month old. His name is Josiah Rain Rutledge. Have a beautiful family. Beautiful family. And right now we are staying in my wife's aunt's house. Isn't that crazy? Right now, we are staying in my wife's aunt's house. And the reason why I'm telling you that is I am about to flip the switch. I'm done being lazy. I'm done doing the whole woe is me thing. I am done with mediocrity. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You have to be willing at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you are becoming. I'm going to say that one more time because I need to hear it from myself. And I know some of y'all out there need to hear it. You have to be able at any moment sacrifice what you are for what you are becoming. I'm getting my family out this house, man. And I love her auntie. She's awesome. She opened up her home to us and is allowing us to get back on our feet. But I'm like, why aren't we on our feet already? Because I didn't take care of my business. I failed. But it's time for me to bounce back. I know a lot of us out there feel like the devil's on our back. And I shared this message with my wife probably about 6-7 months ago. I told her I felt vulnerable all year. Vulnerable. And to be told, I really don't know what I was vulnerable to. I still haven't quite figured that out yet. But I think that feeling, the feeling of feeling vulnerable itself, hindered me all year. But it's time for bounce back season. And I mean it. For the very next 100 days, I'm going to make a podcast a day, maybe even more. But for the next 100 days, you will hear a podcast from me, giving you updates of where I'm at, what I'm doing, because I want you all out there, complete strangers, to hold me accountable for the message that I just gave y'all. I'm going to be sitting out here motivating y'all and motivating myself, and some of y'all can send me your messages, and hey, you can motivate me too, because we all need help. We all need help. But guess what? Mommy and daddy ain't going to be there no more. For those of y'all wondering how old I am, I'm 26 years old. I'll be turning 27 in October of 2019. It's go time, man. It really is go time. Some of y'all out there don't realize that you putting off your dream could set you back 6-8 months and you don't even realize it. Whatever it is that you're trying to do out there, like, I need you to literally write it down. Create a vision board. Number two, I need you to get you a mentor, somebody that's working in the field that you want to work toward, that you want to eventually be working in. Well, I don't care what it is. You want to be a painter, a doctor, a writer, a musician, whatever. Playing the bongos in the sewer. You need to go find the guy that's in the sewer playing the bongos right now, and you need to ask him how he's doing it. You need to find out how you're supposed to do it. Write down a plan to implement how you're going to do it, and just get straight to it. It's really that simple. And the more that I say that, like, it literally just sits in my spirit. Like, bro, it's time to get busy, man. It's time to get busy. I am taking full responsibility for the people around me. Everybody around me is struggling because JJ Rutledge hasn't been taking care of business. It's time to get busy now. It's to cut them old friends off, man. The people ain't doing nothing but bringing you down, sipping on some beer, sipping on some liquor. Man, we could do that later. We can do that at the end when we finally make it. But for the next 100 days, I don't want nobody calling me. Call me on day 101. Hey, JJ, are you busy? Yes. Call me back in 98 days. I'm speaking as if it's day 3 already. I'm just saying. Look, I don't know what it is you're going through, but I know that you can make it out, because I'm going to make it out. And for the next 100 days, we're going to be on this nice little roller coaster ride, all right? The thing about roller coasters, it's a lot like life. You got your ups, you got your downs, but you got two different types of roller coaster riders. You got the one people that's all tense. They clench their butt cheeks up every time they hit a hill, all the turns and stuff. You just clenched up and you can't even enjoy what's going on. But then you got the second type of rider who just throws their hands up, smiles, and enjoys every bit of the ride. And it's time for some of y'all to stop being so tense, stop being so crunched up, and it's time for y'all to throw your hands up and just enjoy the ride, whether it's up or down. You understand what I'm saying? Are you understanding what I'm saying? The great Eric Thomas says, when you want to succeed, as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. It's time to get right, people. Once again, my name is JJ Rutledge. I appreciate you listening today, whoever you are out there. And let's get busy this year, man. 2019 is going to be a great year for all of us, all right? Like I said, I'm going to do this for the next 100 days. I'll see y'all tomorrow, January 1st, 2019. Not sure exactly what time I'm going to be doing it yet. It's probably going to be sporadic because I'm going to be busy. I'm literally going to be busy, but I'm going to keep you all updated, leave you some motivational tips. And let's just do this, man. Let's really do this. All right. Peace out. Blessings. Love y'all.